Yep. As far as the board, I think USA has done a very good job as far as keeping people a little out of the rebounding, and we're seeing them tipping it out instead of letting it come down to where the little guys can get it.
Yeah, and they crash the board. I mean, Harbor Beach is going after rebounds like crazy because they know they don't have a big guy in there to do it. So, and they're getting good position. I mean, you know, obviously they're dominating a little bit on the board, but they have to keep doing that. Plus, they have to keep passing one more pass to get that open shooter.
Now, we saw the USA make the adjustment to Sorensen there and shut him down. They forced him from the right side where he was shooting those threes to shoot him from the top of the key. He took two, and he missed it, and he took the third one, and he hit it from the top with a defender in his face. He is in the zone right now for threes. I think the only way you're going to keep him in check is to put somebody on him, but I don't look to see USA going in a box and one on him or any type of gimmick defense on him. I think they're just going to come out, and they're just going to make sure that every guy on the court knows where Sorensen's at right now.
Right, but you know what happens. You know, we take a halftime break, and things happen with kids. Who knows what he's going to come out the second half and do. You can bet that those coaches now are saying, look, if there's a change with Sean, a little bit of adjustment, somebody else has to step up and do what Sean was doing in the first half. So,
and I think we're going to see that. I think we're going to have a great second half coming back. Just to wrap up some of the scores for you from last night, of course, Saginaw Buena Vista defeated Reese 70-65. But let me tell you, Reese was in that ball game until the last 37 seconds of the game. It was 51-51 going into the fourth quarter. At a minute three to go, it was 67-65 with Reese trailing, and it ended up being 70-65.
Amazing game.
That's a positive thing for these two teams right here that are Greater Thumb Conference teams, because Buena Vista can take off and run and go, as Harbor Beach knows from last year when they played them in the regional championship. They still have Goodman. One good news is, though, Goodman is not leading the state scoring right now. That was taken over by a youngster from Muskegon in the name of Spencer Krantz from Northern Muskegon. He now has 548.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
Goodman, I think they said he had around 18 or 20 points last night, but you know that
they
Mr. Goodman was not six down. So he said 38 in the paper?
38 in the paper.
I don't know. I don't have
live.
Twitter, so.
I'm live at it.
But, so he still went off, and he still lost the scoring title or leadership right now. So, and in other action around the area, congratulations goes out to New Haven. They defeated Vassar 66-45. They move on to Merrill, or to Reese, to play the winner out of the Merrill District, which is Saginaw Nouvelle. Catholic Central, 52-40 over Beaverton. And on Monday night, on Cruise 102.1, join Mary Lee and myself, Sue Schrader, as we'll bring you the first round action from the Reese High School. It's a 6 o'clock game. We'll be on the air at 5:40. We don't know if it'll be the USA Patriots or if it'll be the Harbor Beach Pirates. Not sure whether this trophy's going home by land or by sea.
It doesn't matter. It's still going to be a great game on Monday, too.
And we look forward to having you join us. So that'll be the matchup there. It'll be the first game in Class D. Congratulations goes out to the Akron Fairgrove boys team. They have won the district championship. They have not had one since 1991.
Wow.
With a 48-44 victory. Also to Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. They extended their season. 64-48 over Algrave Sims. They are going to meet up with the Akron Fairgrove. Comes in at 12-9, but they're hosting the regional. So
You know, they went part of the season with five players.
So they've got some determination there, and they're going to be at home and defend
five
their home
players.
Court. Also moving on is the hot CPS team. They defeated Deckerville 59-36. They moved to 20-2. They move on to play the winner from the Flint District, and that district was Burton St. Thomas Moore versus Genesee Christian. Genesee Christian went on to win that game with a big margin. So that'll be the matchup there on Monday night over at Akron Fairgrove. So hopefully if you don't listen to our game on the radio, that means you're out watching some of the other games and getting out and supporting your local staff. So we're going to hear from a couple of our a quick sponsor, and we'll be back right after this break. Oh, we're going to stay right here, I guess. Time's ran down on us there real quick. So we'll stay right here. Looks like it's going to be the same starters for Harbor Beach, Mary Lee. And who is that?
We have Gurkovic. Sorensen, Mazur is in now instead of Boone. Kraft and Stevenson.
So we already see that adjustment where I think he thinks Dustin Mazur is doing a little bit better job covering Jake Holland, and I think he was too. Not that Booms couldn't, it's just that Mazur is a little bit quicker and a little bit more hype, and he can get a little more up off the ground.
Yeah, he can dunk.
For the Patriots, we have the same starting five, Botello, Fletcher. Sean McBrayer has started the game now instead of Kyle Comer out there. Hey, Holland's out there, and right away they get it to Holland inside. Now he takes the one dribble and goes up over the glass. He felt that pressure come, and he made a nice move by the big guy inside to make it a tie ball game here and a new ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still hanging with that strength, and Harbor Beach still didn't make that adjustment. They needed to deny him the ball there.
So Kovic gets it back. He throws it from the top. His three no good. Rebound controlled by Seaman. He pulls it back out to just the 19-footer. His shot's no good. Rick goes up and gets the rebound, but he has it tipped away from behind by the Pirates. It'll stay Harbor Beach ball in front of, or it'll stay USA ball in front of the Harbor Beach bench. 7:23 to go here. Here comes the Patriots. They are now going from left to right on your dial. They'll be shooting at the east end of the gym. And the Patriots will be, or the Pirates will be going from right to left, and they'll be shooting at the west end of your gym. Down in the corner, right corner's Rick. Back to the top to Botello. He splits Jurkovic, but he throws it out to Fletcher in the corner. Now they get it back at the top to McBrayer. To Holland at the free throw line extended. No good. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to go to White Ball. They're going to say it went off of Botello last.
I had a block there. I couldn't see.
I couldn't either. Jake Holland had me blocked right out.
Mazur comes out, and Ginther comes in for Harbor Beach.
Coach Gainforth saw that substitution, and he wants him switching around on who's on what. He wants to put Dan Rick over there on the hot Sorensen right now, and then here comes the pick to try to get Sorensen out. He couldn't get it, so Kraft still handles it at the top. Gets to Seaman. Seaman back to Kraft. Brings it to the left side to Ginther. Ginther's covered there by Fletcher. Takes him to the hoop. Fletcher forces him back out. Back to the top to Sorensen. He's
They're
double-teamed there.
They're not going to give him a look at all.
And that time we've got a 19-footer laid in by Ginther from the top of the key. Here comes that full-court pressure I thought we'd see, and it's a little bit tighter this time, Mary Lee.
Yeah, and they're covering the post in the middle.
Botello brings up the right sideline easily. He gets to McBrayer, who swings it around to Rick. Back to McBrayer. Get past to the corner to Botello, who's quick bounce pass inside to Jake Holland. Low block up and off the glass, and he's going to get the and one here.
Peeled off that baseline, and Kovic was the only one that was going to stop him. Oh, boy, that's a real big mismatch.
That sure was there. Tie ball game here, 6-12 in the third quarter, 18-18. The big guy for the Patriots goes to the line, Jake Holland. The first time they met, Holland had 14 points in the paint that game back, not the first time, back in January when they played. Yeah, he had 14 points in the paint.
Wow.
He missed that free throw, though, and the rebound went right into the hands of the Kraft. Kraft gives it to wide open Sorensen at the top. That one did not fall, and the rebound went right into the hands of Rick. Rick gives it to McBrayer. He looks to split the defenders. He does, and then he kicks it back out to Rick.
Almost a turnover.
I thought he should have taken the shot, Coach.
Yeah, he was in the paint.
Botello finds the three from the left baseline corner, and that's the first three for the Patriots, and they take the lead 21-18 now here in the third quarter. Jurkovic gets it. He kicks it back out to Seaman for three from the left side. His shot's no good. Rebound tipped out of the hands there by Sorensen. And now Seaman's going to get called for the point that he was tapping down the ball.
No argument from the sophomore.
He knows. He tried. He thought he got away with a little hand check there, but it was a little more than a hand check, though.
Mazur back in. Ginther out.
I don't believe I'm going to say this. Probably make some of my listeners that are listening out there, but Gary Meredith had good position on that call and made a great play. Just to rip on Meredith just a little bit. I think we have a few rips coming on him.
I don't know. Maybe. What do we got? Somebody bleeding or?
Somebody's got some blood on their wrist somewhere. Check it all out. Here comes Eli from the USA bench, and he's going to wipe up the blood. Interesting, it's right there on the muscle of the Patriot or the Pirates on the floor logo there. So
I hope that iodine does mess up the paint there.
Yeah, well, that's a great paint job there, too. So, but they get it cleaned up there, and everybody's taking their...
Dave Wiley.
He's got some more over there. Gary Meredith and his staff here is checking out the floor to make sure. And coaches are giving him some instructions. And if we'd have known that, we could have jumped into a timeout. But the minute we jump into this timeout, They're going to call him back out of there. I don't think they wanted him in a timeout either. But
I don't even know who was leading. It doesn't appear to be. I mean, the player's not on the court, so.
But both of them just got a free timeout there.
Yeah.
5:34 to go, and now.